B-Pod Studios.
Technology is everything, you know, and as technology, every place you open becomes better only because the technology gets better.
Yeah.
You know, you have screens, more screens, bigger screens, better pictures, 4D. You know, nowadays you want to have Wi-Fi, really strong Wi-Fi, so people can come into your place and make bets on their cell phone and not have any problems, you know, because you have in-game betting. You know, wagering is big now. You know, and that's part technology. It's just a sports bar now, you know, of course you have to have food, but you have to have technology.
Yeah,
and I mean, in Marlton, we were able to capture that even better. You know, every place we open gets a little bit better.
I can only imagine the amount of TVs in 17 locations.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. You own stock in Sony.
Yeah.
My wife always cracks up. Yeah, she's like, all the TVs you have, what do we have in the house? I have like 35-inch, like some.
You got a TV in the closet.
The plasma. I got not even like.
The plasma.
LED. I got plasmas in the house.
She's like, oh, that's crazy.
Wait, 700
I have to
pounds.
Go to work? Go to Chicken Pizza, see a good game?
Oh, my God. That is awesome. That is classic.
I guess that's the mechanic has a big car. You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's right. Oh, that's classic. Brother, congratulations, man. This is a great spot.
20 more, Pete.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it's beautiful, man.
Thank you so much.
It is great. Sure. It's great to be home, man. Nibbling on some of the great crab fries and all the great food and the people. What makes us the people? I always, you know, any of your places, you know, you just feel right at home. So, you know, listen, God bless, brother.
You too, man. Ciao, buddy.
There he is. The crab.
Yeah.
And he's got the taxi crab.
That's my man, the crab. Yeah, he's good. He's good. Great people.
The crab plane.
Yeah.
To get it out of Atlanta.
He's got the crab plane.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's great, man. It's a Philadelphia thing.
Yeah, it's iconic.
The beauty of it is it's a Philadelphia. What I love about Chickies and Pizzas, people know about it all around the country. It's a Philly thing.
Mm-hmm. And I see Joe, our engineer here, enjoying the crab fries right now. I could do shots of the cheese salts, by the way. I love it. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station. And today, broadcasting from the Chickies and Pete's on the Boulevard, 20-year anniversary here today. And we're joining it, rolling back the prices to $19.99. I got something I got to ask you real quick. I need a ruling from you on something. All right, we're going to get back to the phones in a minute. But I need a ruling from you and probably some help from the audience. Did you see this? Little kid, he's a Giants fan, 11 years old. He's with his dad, and this little Giant fan, wearing the jersey and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And DeMarcus Lawrence of the Dallas Cowboys is walking by. He's got his little pad out, and he wants to get an autograph from DeMarcus Lawrence. And DeMarcus Lawrence kind of shoos him away and says no because he's a Giant fan. So the dad right now is saying that my 11-year-old was denied an autograph. And that DeMarcus Lawrence should be reprimanded for denying the little Giants fan an autograph. And I say no reprimand. I say I'm cool with it. Now, you're ruling, should DeMarcus Lawrence be reprimanded for denying a Giant, 11-year-old Giant fan an autograph?
Wait, time out. You think that's okay for DeMarcus Lawrence?
I do.
Because the 11-year-old is not a Cowboy fan?
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay for DeMarcus Lawrence to be nasty to an 11-year-old?
It wasn't nasty. He just said, "Now you're a Giant fan." Almost whatever. Like comical.
No, but to deny an 11-year-old, that's good?
Yep.
You approve of that?
I'm good with it.
You think that's justified?
I think it's fine. I don't think DeMarcus Lawrence should be reprimanded in any way, shape, or form.
Whatever. Forget about reprimanded. You're cool with that behavior.
Mm-hmm. But he wasn't a jerk about it.
He denied an 11-year-old. I don't know how he did it. Whatever.
He's just kind of walking as it happened. But
no, you could see.
Seen the video, yeah.
Whatever. He wasn't exactly like fun-loving with it either.
No.
No, it's I'm completely appalled by it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think that he should have signed for the kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's 11.
Yep.
He's not 20 years old, 25, 30, or these goofballs that are, 50 years old and want to get an autograph.
So he just wants to...
He's an 11-year-old.
Wants to get an autograph from an NFL player.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I got no problem with him denying them. Because, like, my son, I take my son, and he's been to a lot of, like, the day Flyers games.
Yeah.
Throughout the years.
He's a good player.
Yeah. So, he's always down there.
Loves hockey.
And, you know, there was a time a couple years ago, you know, he's going to be 13 coming up shortly. So, like, when he was, like, a 10 and a half or 11, he wanted to get a photo with Sidney Crosby when they were playing the Penguins. And I said, no.
Wait a second.
I said, no.
You didn't allow him to get an autograph or a photo with one of the great players in the game?
Nope. I said, I'm not going to, like, ask Sid to pull aside and say, hey, can you take a photo with my son?
Is it because it was unprofessional or because you didn't want to have... If it's unprofessional, that's different. But if there's a moment that you could make your lovely son...
No, he's taking picture with Flyers players, so it's not an unprofessional thing. It's... He is. That's not the team you root for, and you know the respect I have for Crosby. It's not like I got this blind hate. No, he's phenomenal.
You deny your kid?
Yep. It's a lesson.
What?
It's a lesson.
What? A lesson in being
loyal to your
dastardly
team.
Bastard?
No, it's a lesson in being loyal to your team. You don't fracture that. You don't placate a guy from the Cowboys when you're a Giant fan.
Dude, it's not about colors there. Come on.
It is for me. You're learning
an
early lesson.
You're an 11-year-old kid.
This is where your foundation...
The 11-year-old kid, all he wants is to get an autograph for a picture with a great athlete.
All right, hang outside the Giant locker room with the Giant jersey on.
Oh, stop. I mean, that's absurd.
You're teaching the kid not to be loyal right out of the gate.
No, you're not.
You're loyal to the team. He could become a Cowboy fan because DeMarcus Lawrence was right nice to him. I'm not taking that chance.
Oh, stop.
I'm not taking that chance. No way.
That's absurd.
Think about how kids are. DeMarcus Lawrence said hello and signed my jersey.
Dude.
I'm now a Cowboy fan.
Forget about DeMarcus Lawrence. Your own kid has a chance to have an autograph or a picture with one of the great players in the game.
Nope, he's out.
It transcends about the game.
No, you get a picture with Giroux. You get a picture with Dave.
He already has a picture with Giroux.
Yeah, he does.
So why can't he get a picture with Crosby?
Because he plays for the Penguins.
Oh, God, that's so Neanderthal.
Yeah, I got to teach the kid loyalty.
Listen.
I don't want him all of a sudden going, hey, Dad, Sid was nice. He's a great player. I'm now a Penguin guy getting a Crosby jersey for Christmas. Because my brother-in-law's already trying to infiltrate his mind.
He's not going to do that. He's already part of the Flyer thing. He's not doing that. Listen.
I got to make sure.
You know, there's a rule when it comes to kids.
What's the rule?
The rule is like, you know, 15 and under. That was always the giveaway for the Phillies.
Yeah.
15 and
kids
under.
Kids 15 and under can run the bases after the game.
Right. 15 and under, the rule is they could ask for autographs and go get autographs and pictures and, you know, and the athlete, it's his duty to do it, to take part in it.
So when you turn 15, you get your finger pricked. And then it's like, okay, now I'm making.
When you turn 16, then you're done.
Okay, now you're strictly loyal.
Well, you're 16, you know, it's different. You're you know, you kind of know better a little bit. You kind of, when you're a little boy, that's the whole point. So you know how many hours I spent outside Veterans Stadium? As a kid, getting autographs, I could tell you when the visiting team would come from the hotel, and there was like underneath the vet. You remember where, like, if you go way down underneath the vet ground, where the offices were, they had the Phillies office, the Sixers office were there, the Eagles, the whole thing, and they had parking lots.
Yep,
and it was for like all the team personnel. And the buses would make their way down there.
That was the dump off.
And you know how many hours I spent staking out players, whatever, Spectrum. I mean, Vet. I mean, I used to be down there all the time. I was an autograph kid. I loved it. And you would say that's bad?
Yeah. I'm fine with the players saying no because he's in a Giant jersey.
You fell in love with plays 11.
I know, but that's your impressionable years.
It's 11.
Yeah, but that's when the foundation core values begins with that in sports.
Listen, it's about it. You want to foster the love of the game. The love of the game. Like, I was such a nerd. Sports. I knew every player, every box score, every team. I used to write to teams. You know, I used to write letters.
Yeah.
And they would send you, like, trinkets. Schedule.
Promotional magnets and keychains.
And, you know, autographs. And whatever. I love that. God, I don't even know where they are. I used to have boxes of autographs and players. And,
like a Robin Yount.
Yeah, you name it, man. I loved it. It was such a cool thing, like, because I was a Phillies fan, obviously. I was a six, you know, come on. I was no bigger 4'4 kid than me.
What, were you writing to the Cowboys to get a Tony Dorsett autograph?
I don't know. I wrote to every NBA team, I could tell you.
What,
Lakers, the Celtics. I hate the Celtics.
You were writing to the Celtics?
Yeah.
I got a call violation on you.
Yeah.
You looking for a McHale?
Dude, I was friggin' 11, 12 years old.
Yeah, well, I got a call violation. 11, 10.
Nice job, Allie.
Yes.
Now you remember.
Yeah, we know it was her, not Andrew. The toaster. Jesus. A little Jack.
Hold on.
Deshaun Jackson.
Buy the chickies and pizza in the bowl.
Yeah. With ginger ale.
Let's do it. Ginger.
And Jack.
Carson.
All right, Football Friday. We're live at Chickies and Pizza.
Deshaun.
On the Boulevard. I wonder if people agree with me or agree with you on that story, on the DeMarcus Lawrence situation.
That's Daddy Creek.
Yeah. Evan goes, Dad, can I get a picture with Sidney Crosby? Can we see if we'll take a picture? No. That's the answer. No, you cannot.
Wow.
Midday show. We're live on 97.5 The Fanatic.
That's just the creep. It's, oh, my God. Even my father said that's just creep mode.
Well, he raised you. He was fine with you sending stuff to the Celtics.
No, he fostered my love of sports, my father. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, quite frankly. Listen, let's call DraftKings, shall we? We got games this weekend. It's going to be amazing. We'll get big one Sunday night, college all day Saturday. I'm telling you, DraftKings Sportsbook is terrific. Getting all the action with their best offer yet. All users get a deposit bonus up to $500. But more on that in a second. DraftKings Sportsbook is America's top-rated sportsbook app. And with the football season underway, they got all kinds of promotions running all month long. DraftKings is running a special NFL insurance promo. Bet on a team to win. They score at least 24. That's it, 24 points. Your bet is safe. You're not going to lose. DraftKings will credit back your wager if your team that you bet on loses. That's it. DraftKings.com/Fanatic right now for a limited time. All new and existing users get a deposit bonus up to $500. Plus, new users who sign up at DraftKings.com/Fanatic will get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget DraftKings.com/Fanatic for all new and existing users to claim your special offer. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, making rain. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
Live from Chickies and Pete's Boulevard.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, the people are responding to that little debate about the DeMarcus Lawrence seeking the autograph.
He's 11.
Uh-huh,
11.
All right.
All you want him is to, you know, make the world a wide-eyed place.
Yeah, but kids are impressionable at that time. You got a vulnerable kid in his fandom at 11 years old.
No, you don't.
Dad, you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
All right, so my buddy Joe, I've gotten so many responses on Twitter. My phone's blowing up, yours is as well. So many people are, Jason, I'm totally 100% with you, or you're totally wrong, and Anthony's absolutely right. There's no middle ground here. And so my buddy Joe goes, so Anthony's cool if Little Moss gets Dak's autograph, and then all of a sudden, he goes, well, Dak was a nice guy. He signed my whatever. Now he wants a Dak jersey. Now he becomes a Dak fan. See, Moss is young.
First of all, his
fandom's not. You got to protect the lad.
First of all,
from an infiltrator.
I'm confident that my Massimo has been raised correctly as an Eagle fan. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, and if he was that impressioned by a meeting an athlete like that, I'd have him over Carson Wentz's house.
You'd have been a tree stand hunting with him.
Now, all kidding aside, listen, you tell the kid, you know, we're going to share in rooting this for the team. It should be Disney World sports. Like, for me, I didn't like superheroes, okay? Mm-hmm. I didn't like any of that stuff.
Yep.
I liked athletes.
Yep.
I loved...
They were your superheroes.
They were.
They're Greek gods.
You know, I hated Larry Bird, right? Hated Larry Bird. But I used to do a thing where I had about 12 NBA players that I used to follow just religiously and cut out stuff and, you know, whatever. He was one of them, and I hated him. Mm-hmm. But, like, I was enamored by his skill, and I remember meeting these players and the baseball guys. I remember, again, being outside the Vet or the Spectrum, like, the bushes at the Vet, and seeing all these guys and... It was like, you know, I mean, it was in wonderment. And it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't nothing about fandom. You should want to show, like, look at this. This is, respect our, we're Eagles fans, but we got to respect our opponent. You know, you just want
to. You can respect, but you don't need to seek an autograph.
Oh, come on. You're 11. I'm not, again.
Yeah.
You're suggesting that the kid is older. This is an 11-year-old.
Yep.
The world should be all cotton candy and cookies at 11.
See, to me, this is when you teach them the loyalty.
You don't need to teach them the loyalty by denying them the chance. Like, you denied Evan the chance to make a memory with the greatest player in the game. That's almost child abuse.
Nah. Well, Dave on Twitter agrees with you. He says, Dave Zamborski says, you're fostering every stereotype of the National Philly sports fans by saying it was okay to turn down a kid. First of all, that has nothing to do with the stereotype, Dave. Come on. We have to be good parents people first, then good sports fans second. Come on, JM. DeMarcus should have signed Go Cowboys and his name, in my opinion. Look.
That's right.
To me, I'm telling my kid not to ask him for the autograph. Because I'm teaching them about the loyalty to my team.
Okay, but the loyalty is taught in other ways by not denying them to meet a professional athlete. It's a big deal. If your kid's a sports kid, that's a big deal. Like, what if, I don't know, your daughter, right? One of your daughters loves the princess, right? I don't know.
Elsa.
Which one does she love?
Elsa from
They're
Frozen.
Both adorable, right? But... You know what? You skew the other princess.
I'm more of an Ariel guy.
Right.
For the mermaid.
You're going to deny her the chance?
Well, that's different.
To go
that's
Elsa?
That's the same philosophy. They don't play Ariel two Sundays a year.
It doesn't matter. It's the point. The point is, kids need to have a childhood.
Yep.
And there's so many kids in our society that unfortunately don't have that ability.
Yep.
If you have a chance, and you have a chance to make your child have a childhood, you should make them do it.
Yep. Okay. We disagree on this one. Let's go to the people. Let's go to the phone, 610-632-0975. Let's go to South Philly and talk to Ross on the Fanatic. What's up, Ross?
No, it's actually Rob.
Oh, Rob, go ahead.
Going on? Nah, I just want to say I'm at the gym right now, so I don't know if you can hear me. But that was a total lack of disrespect to Marcus. Did he realize he was a fan at one time?
Exactly.
He was a little kid at one time. Wolf for players and
exactly. I mean, did you? Exactly. Like, you looked up to these guys. Like that's a big deal. I don't care what team you played for. You still look at, oh, my God, it's a professional athlete. They were like gods.
That's a slap in the face for the kid. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. He forgot about being a fan.
See, that kid's going to hate the Cowboys even more because he got denied. And I applaud that.
Still, growing up, I was a Montana fan. I was a George Brett fan. I mean, you're a sports fan. I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't, you know, turf words.
Right.
You're a fan. A fan's a fan.
Right. You're a George Brett fan, but you still rooted for the Phillies against the Royals in the World Series.
I mean, I'm at the gym. I'm working out, and I almost threw the weight at the wind after I heard that. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you, Ross. That's right, brother.
I mean, you know, I hope this guy wises up.
No, you're right, brother. You're right, because sports matters to kids. The kids that love sports, it's their world. It was my world. So I was a fraud growing up because I got, I don't know, whoever's autograph, and I did. I got whoever I could, I would get.
You were collecting at that time.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't serious about I wasn't a collector.
No,
I was,
you just wanted
right
to have some, kind of, some kind of touch.
Yeah,
to professional
man, I
athletes.
Wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I was 11 years old. I was the 11-year-old kid.
See, I go stone violation on you for sending a postage to the Celtics. That's stone violation.
Dude.
Milton in South Philly's on the connect.
Talk to you.
What's up, Milt?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
All right, good. Good thing you can hear me. All right, so Anthony, I agree with you on this one. I just want to give you guys a little story of when I was younger. I'm 22 years old. I grew up in South Philly, went to a Catholic school my whole life, so I basically lived that type of lifestyle. When I was in the eighth grade, that was about 3 years removed from the 2008 World Series win. When I was in the eighth grade, we did a little school project where we made flat Stanleys and sent them out to
Stanleys. Yes.
Yeah, flat Stanley. Remember those?
Yeah, I just did it with my kids when they were in Epiphany. We did the
Epiphany.
Yeah, yeah. Which then became our I forget whatever, but
yeah,
we did the flat Stanley. I mean, it was, you know, it was awesome. And you probably did it where'd you have the flat Stanley at?
All right, so I sent my flat Stanley to the Texas Rangers, and it was meant for Josh Hamilton. It was a Josh Hamilton flat Stanley.
Exactly.
So
that's what kids do.
Why didn't you make a Chase Utley flat Stanley?
Okay, so this was the thing. My teacher actually wanted us to send them somewhere that wasn't Philadelphia because she wanted to see what kind of reactions we got from people outside of the city or state.
Okay. See, not a stone violation on you. Now, if you would have went to the Mets,
that would be a violation.
That's a violation. This kid is a Giant fan, and DeMarcus Lawrence is a Cowboy.
No, I understand. But
so there are levels really to this.
This is where I agree with Anthony, though. You're still a child. You still want that feeling and emotion of meeting one of the greats or even getting in contact with one of the best players.
You want a moment. I get that. I understand.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to kind of get a little annoyed with DeMarcus Lawrence for that one. That's a little bit of a violation.
Yeah, I don't agree, obviously, but thanks for the call, Milt. We appreciate your perspective.
I don't understand what you don't agree. She's a child.
He's in a Giant jersey.
Who cares? He's a child.
They're playing the Giants.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
He's 11. If he was 32, you go, bleep you, dude, or whatever you want to say. He's 11. 11. I mean, do we have no understanding of...
What we have is we have no loyalty anymore.
Oh, stop!
We got these a la carte sports fans that picking where they can choose, picking and choosing where they can go. Because when they're 11, they got an autograph, or they got a pair of PJs for the Cowboys so they wear the star the rest of their life. And these are the mutants that invade this area because they had pajamas with the star that their uncle gave them. Because they're impressionable. That's when they can be infiltrated.
All right, listen.
Their mind's not going to have resolved yet.
Listen, Jessup, all right? Colonel Jessup.
Who's going to do it?
I can't believe I'm, for the first time in my life, I'm playing Kathy. All right?
It's you want answers?
All right. I mean, perspective, Holmes. Forget about, this is not about a cowboy jersey or a cowboy jacket.
But it's a gateway drug. No. This is the gateway drug to the starter jacket.
Oh, my God.
The autograph is the in for the aliens. That's how they start. They start to infect. They plant a seed with the autograph. And then the kid goes, well, maybe a jersey, a Dak would be okay because I got his autograph and I got a photo.
Well, who's going to buy the jersey of Dak?
He's going to request it. And grandma is going to say, sure. Grandma, can I get a Dak jersey for Christmas? Sure.
Come on. That's the most absurd.
That's how this happens.
I wasn't going to do this to you, but I think I have to. Dr. Kim on the text board.
Uh-oh. A doc checking in.
Yep, Dr. Kim. Okay. We don't define the line between fan and fanatic. Kids aren't fanatics like adults can be when they cross the line. They are all fans in the ideal sense. They are learning to love the sport and having heroes. We need to do better as adults to avoid crossing the line like the Mike Scott event. Being a fanatic doesn't have to be a negative thing. We need to do better at this.
Oh, I agree with that. Doc's not speaking to the fact that
this is
how you can turn a kid to the dark side.
Dude, turn a kid, listen to your phraseology.
That's Anakin Skywalker got turned to the dark side when he was just a wee lad. Because he was impressionable.
Oh, my God.
You need to protect these. Keep them on the good side of the force.
Oh, my God.
We don't want the cowboy thing. We always ask these cowboy fans, how'd you become a cowboy?
Andrew!
Where are
play
you
the song! Do something! Get me out of here!
Kill, kill, kill! Let's go,
Judas!
Let's get a ride.
Judas, what's wrong with this dude?
Yeah, I don't know. Jason asked me during the break, Andrew, what side are you on? I'm like, dude, he's a child.
The Cowboys are playing against the Giants, and the kid's in a Giant jersey, and we act like it's like he spit on the kid.
He's 11. Yeah. 11.
Yeah, what side are you on? As if it's war. Like, dude, he's 10.
Well, you got to decide how you
what
develop.
Side? What side?
I put you.
I don't know. I'm on the side of, I don't know, pro kid.
When my buddy put you to the test on Massimo and Dak, you got a little shaky in the knees.
No, I did. Listen, I would have no problem with Massimo getting Dak's autograph.
Shaking your head going, that guy's not even a quarterback, Moss.
No, I would not let Moss be a, well, I would persuade Moss not to be a Cowboy fan, that's for sure, but that's different.
But he better meet Carson quick after to get the anecdote. You know what I mean? You don't want that infection to grow. You got to get an anecdote. That's a day with Carson throwing the ball.
Although I'm texting Howie now.
Jason, when I was like 8 years old, I got an Arvydas Sabonis autograph. Did I become a Portland Trail Blazers?
That's your countryman. And no, Portland is not a big rival of the Sixers. Now, there's levels to
so
this.
So wait, you're allowed to get autographs of certain players?
Well, countryman
I can't get an autograph of.
Yeah, because he plays for your country.
Evan can get Eric Stiles' autograph?
No, because he's played for Team of the Division. You know what I mean? And plus, why the hell would you want Eric Stiles' autograph?
I just first name that came to mind.
That's a crazy pull out of you. You couldn't go Jordan Stahl?
Because first name that came to my mind, can I tell you.
Let's go to Rodriguez in Middleton on the Fnatic. Hey, Rodriguez.
Hey, que paso, mis amigos?
Hola.
Oh, hola,
hermano. Hace tiempo, mi hermano.
Hey, meza.
hey, listen, man. I'm a father of four. I'm a grandfather of eight. No, man, you got to let the kids be kids, you know? This loyal thing starts later, you know? It starts later in adult life.
Well, it should be taught earlier, and you wouldn't have all these Cowboy fans around because they got pajamas with the star on it.
No, you can't do that to kids. But I wear the Philly gear all the time and the stuff that I wear. But my grandkids want to wear whatever they want to wear. Hey, or my children, whatever. You know, I got my oldest is 32. And let me tell you, I got eight grandkids. And no, you have to let the kids be kids and like what they like. Just like the game. Like the game.
Yeah.
Once okay. They start loving the game.
I get that.
Thank you, Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, yeah, I get all that. But so getting an autograph from the big rival isn't part of that.
No, you can't do that, man.
Dude, seriously, come out. As soon as they come out.
No, no.
And they take that first breath, that's when the parenting begins.
He's 11. 11.
No, they got to let these kids be kids, man. Let them love the sport first, and then they'll be loyal to your team. Yeah. But let them love the sport first.
Exactly.
I was talking to Mike Messinelli yesterday, and
You're a Foles man.
No,
Your Foles love is usurping your Eagles love.
That's Tyrone telling that Rodriguez is wearing our Foles. What is Jacksonville? He said no, man.
Yeah, he said you got a Jacksonville Foles jersey.
No, man. No. Look, I don't care what he does in Jacksonville. I just like what he did here.
We love what he did here, Rodriguez. Yeah. That's never been a question.
So you don't have. So this is not true. You don't have a Foles Jacksonville jersey.
No, that's not true. No, he made that up.
All right. I got worried about you, Rodriguez.
You can go down there and get that jersey signed, Rodriguez.
No, I got a Wentz jersey and I got a Foles jersey. I do have a jersey of both, but they're Philadelphia jerseys.
That's all right.
That's good. That's a good collection.
Yeah, but there is a concern. The concern is that last year we saw. Wentz struggle with the elite teams. And there is a concern. I mean, we don't want to admit it, and right away if you say that, they call you a false guy. No, it's not because I'm whatever. It's because there is a concern. He struggled last year.
He goes down Sunday night, plays like he did against Washington. Are you satisfied? And will you then cease to worry?
No, I will be unworried about him this season if he goes and performs the way he performed against Washington. Because Washington, we expected him to do that. Now, against the elite teams is where he struggled. And I want to see him do what he did the first
He beat a lot of good teams in 2017.
Yes! Yes!
The Rams were a good team in 2017. He went up and down the field before he got hurt.
But he struggled against the good teams last year. He even lost against the Cowboys.
He struggled last year for the most part. You're right, Rodriguez, but he was dealing with the coming back from the double knee and the back. Like, we know why he struggled last year.
But again, that should...
I'm quelled. I'm good.
That's different. But for Rodriguez, he needs to see it there. I get it. He needs a week. The only thing I wanted to ask him was, how long until he ceases to worry? Like, how many games of... quality, adequate play until he ceases to work.
Yeah, where's that line? Let me give you a couple tweets. Ben tweets and he says, DeMarcus is absolutely correct for denying the kid the autograph. He isn't denying his fandom. He is inflaming the rivalry, DeMarcus, by denying it. This scarred boy will have a callus on his heart toward the Cowboys, which will cause him to hate the star with more passion. No participation trophy. Tony says, ask Anthony how many Cowboy fans are in Philadelphia because they met a Cowboys player when they were younger or Troy Aikman signed a hat for them. Every time you hear from a Cowboy fan, they call in, they explain their fandom. That's kind of the story they have. And one more here for you, because Cali's Finest goes, Jason Mert, you're totally right. An autograph is the gateway drug. That's how they infiltrate the young, impressionable mind.
I got to say, I am flabbergasted.
I'm stunned at your position on
this. I'm flabbergasted that anyone who's got an ounce of humanity would agree with you.
I'm stunned that you're on this side. You are like, staunch.
Yeah, for men and women.
But this is how it starts.
Dude,
didn't you have favorite players of other teams growing up?
I mean,
of course, Andrew.
Wouldn't you have wanted their autograph?
Of course. But I wasn't. I need to be protected and shielded.
Oh, what's so stupid?
If I would have met.
That's the dumbest thing in the world. Are you going to. That's absurdly dumb.
If in 1983 I had a good experience and got an autograph and picture with Billy Smith, I could have ended up an Islander fan. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
I wanted Sammy Sosa's autograph so bad one year when the Cubs were at the Vet. And I didn't get it, but if I got it, I guarantee you I would not be wearing Cubs gear today.
Well, if you had a good experience and maybe you had a negative experience with a Phillies player, maybe you would.
Because
he was nice.
He had all these parameters. Yeah. Mike Schmidt had a slam a door in your face, and this guy had to do that. Stop. It's absurd.
I'm just telling you, this is how...
It's the gateway drug. That's an asinine statement, and you people lack humanity. It's unreal how you could deny a child. It's not a participation trophy. It's about a kid's love of being a kid. They love sports. Get them to love the game.
But this is how we have all these rat cowboy fans around here.
No, it's not.
610-632-0975. I'm going to need to go to the counselor on this.
I missed all those times Troy Aikman was walking around Philadelphia signing hats.
Yeah, well, maybe it was Emmett or Michael Irvin.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm going to have to get, Andrew, you're going to have to get Mikey Mish. You're going to have to rustle him up from getting the robotic lawnmower out there cutting his grass. I need to go to the bench to get an official ruling on this. All right?
You skeeve me.
I'm basically appealing your decision. I'm taking it to another court. God. I'm at the Circuit Court of Appeals here, the Mikey Miss. You know, if I'm going to these lengths,
you louse.
I'm pulling out every stop I got. 610-632-0975. It's the Midday Show. We're live at Chickie.
You could go to Judge Scalia, and I could care less.
How about Judge Smells? All right, we're live at Chickie's and Pete's in the Northeast on the Boulevard, celebrating 20 years. Rollback pricing to $19.99. Andrew, we need a little Prince. We're going to party like it's 1999 when we come back. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Make that happen. I think Prince is still barred from YouTube, so good luck finding him.
Probably shouldn't have his autograph, though.
Well, you can get Prince's autograph. He's a Viking fan. So, he was a Viking fan. It's the Midday Show, live on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let me tell you about the Rothenberg Law Firm, because as sports radio hosts and sports fans, we talk about our great Philly teams, our players, and their stats, and every sports fan knows how important stats are. Yeah, they measure success and figure out what's working well. Well, when I saw the stats at the Rothenberg Law Firm, I was blown away. Yeah, I've known that Allen and his firm have been winning here in Philly for years, but it's even bigger than that. So check out these stats. Did you know that they've been winning for injured people for nearly 50 years? Did you know that they've helped thousands and thousands of people with all kinds of injury cases? And did you know that they've won billions of dollars for injured people? Billions with a B. Now, you don't have to be a manager of a team to know these guys are winners. The stats say it all. So if you're injured and you want to win, call the Rothenberg Law Firm. I know this to be true. They're not going to stop until they win for you. So here's the phone number. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or you can visit their website at injurylawyer.com. Again, the website, injurylawyer.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999.
Did you see the Chappelle's new Netflix special?
I haven't watched it yet. It's in my list.
He comes out and he says the words to this.
Oh yeah, we're gonna party.
It's awesome the way he does.
Yeah, like I heard it's a great special.
It's he's the best.
Yeah,
it's tremendous, man. I actually woke up hearing these words it was weird because I watched it last weekend, but for some reason the way he said it, you know, and it was awesome. I just got to watch it. It's special. It's incredible.
I remember when I was a kid hearing this song going, man, imagine what it's going to be like in 1999. You know, that's like 18 years from now. Then boom. I'll have a review for you next week on a show. A movie that's on Netflix right now called Our Godfather. This documentary just came out. 1986. Tommaso Buscetta became the first top-level mafia boss ever to testify against the mob in Italy.
Oh, wow.
And he's in the United States under, obviously, in Witzek. And he took down over 400 La Cosa Nostra members on both sides of the pond. To say he's got a target, it's an understatement. So I'll give you the review on that next week. I know you'll enjoy that. Real quick, Matthew Christie tweets in. He goes, as an 11-year-old, I got an autograph from Trevor Hoffman, and I instantly became a fan. You are 100% right, Jason. That autograph was the gateway drug.
Stop.
That dad should have had the kid over by the Giants tunnel looking for Saquon, not hanging out looking for DeMarcus.
Who knows what happened? And as far as being you're a fan of Trevor Hoffman, right? Okay. So now you were a Padres fan?
See, this is how we end up with 3-for-4s.
No, it's not.
This is how these Cowboys, they're Dude, Flyer it's fan, not tr-
no,
Sixer
it's not.
Fan.
It's not. It's not.
But how do people become Cowboy fans here?
I don't know how. They want to be anti-establishment or whatever. They want to be, I don't know. But
contrarian?
Listen. If you fall in love with the game, like I know millions of scores of people that were sports people that did it like I did it. They didn't become fans of any other team.
Yeah, not everybody's got the same resolve you have.
No. The bottom line is, it's not about fandom at 11. It's about falling in love with the game, falling in love with the players, bigger than life. You want to foster the childhood. That's all. It's simple.
And that kid ends up with a star tattoo on his ankle.
Dude, guess what? Who cares? In the sense of, let the kid be a kid.
I got to teach the lad. And that's a great lesson. Rival?
I'm done. I can't.
Coming up, we're going to have Charles Barkley's speech
yes.
as the statue is unveiled at the Sixers practice facility. Tim McManus will join us at 12:20. So from ESPN.com, a little look at the Eagles game on Sunday night.
I hate to do this to you.
Falcons, what's that?
Jason thinks his kids will be turned by seeing the enemy instead of reinforcing their allegiances to the teams in his community. That's Jason's job, to help his kids grow up with the sophisticated view of the world. We can't live in fear that the world will poison our children. It doesn't work to overprotect people. The world is a wonderful place, and Philadelphia just happens to be the best place.
Well, you got to shield your kids from gateway drugs and stuff like that. Like, there's an opioid epidemic in this country.
Like Dr. Kim says, you're living in fear. Instead of
because the world's a screwed up place, man. It really is. So I got to protect. I'm in protection mode all the time.
He told you, don't overprotect. Listen, Dr. Kim is a brilliant man.
Mm-hmm, but I think he's out of line here. Let's go to Dave in Jenkintown on the Fanatic. What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
What's up, Dave?
So that was me that tweeted that said you're hitting the social national stereotype of Philadelphia fans. But I don't want to talk about this anymore. I've got a pretty
kill, kill.
Well, this is real quick though, Dave, because you did tweet that, and I appreciate the tweet. And we love when you guys do that. But this has nothing to do with the stereotype. This is just this is how you infect a young lad, in my opinion.
Now you're going to make me talk about this. So
now you don't have to. You can go.
Dave, you're right. Don't even worry about it. Don't even stoop that low.
Can I tell you a quick golf story that is a moral compass question?
Yeah.
All right. So I was at a member guest, really nice member guest. It was, and they had a parimutuel. So you pick people, win, play, show. If you win your flight, you go on and you get to go into a horse race. 12 flights, 12 people in the finals. So my member just joined. He's out in Ohio. He doesn't know anybody. So we just pick numbers based on our kids' birthdays. I love 4, winner 4, hard 4s and craps, whatever. So we had 4, 8, 10, and we were team 36. So go through the tournament, whatever. We end up winning our flight by a point. But team 4 is going on. And I say, oh, team 4, who's this guy? They're like, oh, that's a former NHL hockey player. He's a goalie. Played for 10 years. Damian McCabe is his name. But I'm not allowed to like him because he's not a Philadelphia sports guy, Martinez. So he's the member, right? Former hockey player. His guest, I'm like, oh, who's his guest? They're like, his guest is a PGA pro. Like, what? A PGA pro is playing in an amateur event? Doesn't make any sense. They say, yeah, he plays left-handed. He's a 4 handicap as a left-hander. He's a pro player as a right-hander. I'm like, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. I've been to a lot of golf tournaments. I've played a lot. That's nuts, right? I've never seen anyone do that. That's not even the craziest part of the story. So they make it into the shootout. They win the first hole. They go on to the second hole. They tie the hole, so they have to go into a chip-off. The pro goes into the chip-off. The pro chips right-handed. Now, I'm thinking, well, shoot, I'm betting on this guy. I want him to chip the closest to the hole. Do I call him out because he's cheating? Is that a complete violation of the rules? because he's been playing left-handed. He turned himself in as a plus four, right? This is a lot of layers for you guys.
Yeah.
This is a Missinelli question because this has legal implications
for
the rules of golf.
Right.
A lot of layers.
And there's a prize attached to it. So there's value, monetary. Yeah, monetary value.
$1,000.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.